there is no in this world that's going to make me forget anything. In fact, it's going to make my brain sharper. I tell you why.
No, so it's not that I'll forget him. It's not that I'll forget. Like,
it's like you forget certain
things. Do you go deaf sometimes when you're having sex?
Valerie?
My God, oh my God.
Valerie?
And then hear your voice as well.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
Hi guys. How y'all doing?
Wait, low-key relatable.
Fuck off, bitch.
Welcome. I
imagine
see.
This foolish girl.
Come here. We have a very interesting guest today.
Hi guys.
I like that. Very.
So we have a very
hello, friends.
Guest.
You so may, weird to be here as a guest.
You may recognize her.
I feel like, you know, these like very advanced couples that decide, okay, we're going to part ways, but we'll all be hanging out with like the like she has remarried and I'm hanging out
did
with her.
You like, that? Like we had a child together and then we're co-parenting.
Yeah.
Like,
we're cool co-parents.
Yeah. That's
no
so cute.
No keys, OTV. Oh, dwarves. Let me do the Korean one.
Yeah.
We thought it was perfect for Tamara to be our first guest on the episode.
Yeah. About the first guest. That means I'm the first ever low-key relatable guest.
Actually, you are
not holding two titles.
Wow. Setting boundaries.
Wow. Women in STEM. Wow.
Not women in STEM, but fair.
STEM now. STEM is technology.
I agree. God. So how have you been?
I've been all right. I've been alive. This year has done like this.
That's a good.
That's really that's the first step.
If you live in Lagos, Nigeria,
I'm
you are still
alive. That's really.
I've been alive is a solid answer. I can't lie.
I did a career pivot.
At least dollar dropped today, so I guess
it dropped.
Dollar didn't drop.
They said it dropped
to what? Dollar didn't drop. That's why I'm not doing again. All this media stuff. I've left people behind. I'm tired.
You want to do tech?
No, I'm selling clothing. Please come to Grave Investors. I never fully left, but now I wrap back with my full leg.
I'm screaming.
In fact, I jumped inside head first.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
So you're fully, that's what you're doing now.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That's actually how I met Tamara. My first ever campaign.
Was for Grave Investors.
Yeah.
You do it again. I'll call you next year. I said it on camera so nobody can say. In fact, two of you safe.
That means if I don't do it, then I can hold it against you because it's not going to be hard to find this episode.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
We move.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's been a nice time. I've missed this day.
Don't mind that. Fake girl.
Oh.
Wow. Somebody is angry today.
Don't mind that. Valerie wanted to kill me when I said, look, I don't know. I can't make it. She said, what?
I'm just a little
actually, she was very
salty.
Understanding, to be honest.
Why are you salty? Yeah. I feel like this is perfect.
We should do therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I'm just salty. I just
welcome.
Her, but I'm happy. I'm content.
Don't miss me. I'm right here.
Fuck off.
Oh. These I'll be coming back with. Sometimes it will shock you. Be mid episode.
I feel like
that's
I feel like you should do, and we should do definitely do another episode. But like
I'm
a more chaotic
option.
One.
I'm coming.
This
back.
One is this how, one is it rather calm.
A lot of chaos. How much more chaotic can it get?
Does chaos used to finish? It's a ladder.
Chaos is
okay.
A ladder. Oh my god.
Okay. There.
I'm just thinking of the ladder. So we're talking about our. What worst? What
memorable
dating experiences.
But first,
I don't know why you're smiling at me.
I want you to go first.
I don't do the experiences.
Oh my goodness! Oh.
Yeah.
See, look at me. This is, I'm back to bring order to the chaos. Is
fuck you. So this is the first one. Oh, so we did the episode where we spoke about workplace romance.
And
we said our conclusion was.
I feel like everybody should have at least once, though. Just in your youth, just to experience an experience. It's like going to the beach, workplace romance. There's something you have to do once. Have to experience it at least once before you die.
When must you enter?
But don't marry him.
She said it's like going to the beach.
Just to test it. To be honest, when we finished that episode, and I remembered when I was in high school,
That's
it's not my workplace romance. So, I'm commentating on somebody else. Okay. Two teachers got married.
Can you see?
No, wait. But one of them got sacked before they got married because I went to an all-girls Catholic school and you're not allowed to have workplace romance.
But why? Am I part of the girls?
It doesn't matter.
It's a Catholic love.
They sack him. Not Catholic love, please.
She's insane.
What's
that?
Catholic
school? Yes.
Oh my God, twins. Oh my God, triplets.
Ew.
That's all of us. Would they know?
All of us actually have short hair.
Oh, I got my hair.
Did you just cut your hair?
Eh?
Did you just cut your hair?
No. I went to school in the UK.
Sorry, don't be angry.
Sorry. UK, they allow us to. But I did actually cut my hair when Rihanna was doing the...
Take a bath.
Yeah, I also...
I cut my hair also during that era.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a very ugly picture of myself from like when I was 16. I'll show you guys later. But let me just read this one. So this first one says... So I had this guy I was dating in my office, worst experience ever in brackets. He was so insecure that he thought I was sleeping with some of the guys in my office. In brackets,
wait,
including
wait,
his close
buddies.
She was
sleeping with somebody in the office and
So the one person she was sleeping with thought she was sleeping with other people.
Men are possessed.
At some point, he told me I was dressing like a prostitute to work. For someone who barely wears dresses or skirts, he finally left my office for a new job. In bracket, trust me, I really prayed for that. Do you know that this guy keeps asking people to watch my movements? He will randomly call me to ask where I was. Well, I have been blocked. Well, I have blocked his dead ass and moved on.
That's not a workplace romance. That's a monitoring spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a monitoring
spirit. That happens to be your colleague.
Like, Abby.
Please do.
Anyway, honestly, I feel like having a workplace.
The engine finished.
Workplace romance is so stressful because, like, why are you like somebody has annoyed you? Like, you can maybe people they came to your house and they pissed you off at home, and then you're like, when I go to work, I'll be able to distract yourself.
You now if you do workplace romance, it can be somebody in your department, somebody around, but not somebody you're seeing all the time.
I don't.
It depends. It's true. Also, when I did my own, it was somebody in my department. It was sweet.
Let's do the next one.
But then, anyway.
So, yes, and absolutely yes. He was insecure and delusional all at once. He will come to me with a well-played-out cheating drama in his head about me cheating on him with someone. He will create name and scenarios, then force me to accept it's true.
What do you mean? Force you to accept.
Someone is forcing. Why must you accept it?
It was
imagine
so
they
bad
come and
that
see you.
You cheated with John.
You will now say
in the bathroom. And you say yes. I did
the sex with John.
Who is John? As she said that. Oh, you guys should stop laughing because it's actually sad. She said it was so bad that at a point I started believing him, and I would ask myself how I forgot. And all that while, he was still sleeping with his ex.
Delulu is not the Salulu. I promise.
He was still sleeping with his ex and other girls. Thank God I didn't catch any disease. And even to this day, after we broke up, he still says he never slept with her and the others, but I was rather cheating. This was someone I caught pants down in this girl's bedroom. They were both naked and sweating. He was just insecure, but absolutely evil too. He was my very worst mistake in life.
Sweetie,
my sister, okay, so I'm sorry you went first.
I blame her. How would they tell
lead
you you're cheating?
Love. Lead with
I'm
love.
I'm not with love.
We do good cop, bad cop.
Okay. You be the good cop.
I'm the medium cop.
I'm sorry you went through that, my love. I'm sorry you went through that. But in life, sometimes we need to look inward when we're looking for the mad person.
Is it me?
Jesus? Is it me? Am I the problem? Jesus, is it me? Because and I think on behalf of Jesus, I'm going to answer. It was you.
Because how can they come and accuse you of cheating? You know you did not cheat.
You own your vagina.
You can see it. You know what you is around it, inside like, it, on top of it. And you say, it's like I cheated
your,
and
your,
I forgot.
Your vagina is not a detachable part of your body.
It didn't leave you.
You cannot remove your vagina and leave it on your bedside table.
Imagine if you could have been so cool.
No, but do you know how crazy... Valerie, you slept with Marcus yesterday.
Valerie, now go home. Michael? I must have done it. Michael. If he said it, I must have done it. That my good sister, come off it. Come off it.
No, anyway, at least
God has opened your eyes.
I'm going
now.
To assume that when that happened, you were very young and impressionable. Yes. So that's why I'm sorry you went through it.
Also, I hope the dick was worth it too. I know there's some dick you get where you have memory loss. You can't remember if you cheated or not. You can't remember anything.
There's no. Let me tell you something. There's no dick in this life that will allow me to forget anything. I will remember.
I think if it was really good, I would remember. The memory loss would not be like. I will not remember what had happened.
See, she wanted to forget. That's how good it was. She said, "Yes, no, I cheated because if I don't admit it, you won't fuck me again."
Around that time. Does that make sense?
No.
Never mind.
I said selective memory loss. She said blackout. Month long blackout. Imagine now. You just see Valerie on this podcast. Have we started this season?
Call Valerie. Valerie, where are you?
I'm not sure.
Are you in the country? I don't know where I am.
It's okay for me outside.
Yes, no. But like, it's just. Like, this is, we're really veering off topic right now. But like,
sorry.
Is it just me that, like, sometimes, like, when you have really good sex, you just sort of, like, don't remember certain things?
That's what I said. Let me tell you, I say it again.
There is no dick in this world that's going to make me forget anything. In fact, it's going to make my brain sharper. I tell you why.
No, so it's not that I'll forget him. It's not that I'll forget. Like,
it's
what
like
I mean,
you,
is
you,
like,
you forget no. certain things.
Do you go deaf? Do you go deaf sometimes when you're having sex?
Valerie?
Oh my God.
Valerie?
Deaf?
Like, you don't.
You're care. Losing senses?
Valerie?
I don't think we're doing sex.
I really think Valerie might be the only person enjoying sex.
Please, let us know. If people are at home going deaf, blind, dumb, or dumb. Oh, no, no. There's time in my sight to go. Now I actually understand.
Oh no, yeah, I'll get
and
like
then
a black
you get like you just start seeing white lights and it's like, oh hello, and then you know it now comes
no,
back.
No, I don't want to see white light. Like, time I saw white light, I was going. I heard that Drew Mama at the back of my head.
If I'm really into it, I literally cannot hear. Like, I cannot hear or
what if
see
they're telling
anything.
You something that they, you can't.
I can hear them,
but you can't hear others.
Anything.
So someone can be shouting fire.
Ah, Valerie with us.
My children.
Danger!
Valerie sitting. Oh, I cannot hear.
That is so fucking hilarious. Because not fire. I feel like I'll definitely hear fire.
Are we sure?
Like we're probably talking about.
I don't believe you again.
Anyway, let me read the next experience.
Please, I hope this one is positive because.
I swear.
Okay.
The things the girlies are saying.
It's not going.
I don't know. The girlies are down bad. It ends totally win-win, but let's see. I had a male friend in the university and we had sex a couple of times, but nothing out of this world. But it was fun, but I never had an orgasm. So after uni, we didn't see each other for 3 years. I still had no experience on orgasm. I was wondering if my pussy was broken.
Good.
I met up with the same friend and we hooked up after a fun day together. My dear, the sex was entirely different.
As per fire or
practice makes
his
sense.
Head game was out of this world and he had this vibrator and wand as well. I was trembling and coming in less than 5 minutes. I screamed so much that his sister who was downstairs ran up to knock and check on me. He had this ridiculously cocky smile. This sounds like a novel. Ridiculously cocky smile on his face as he watched me tremble. Long story short, we started hooking up regularly for a year and it was a lot of fun. The sex was great and he was quite generous with his money. Total win-win.
I love it for my girl.
I mean, you go, girl.
I mean, yes. That's wonderful.
I mean, yeah, positive.
Tremble away. I hope you are still trembling wherever you are.
Still trembling, quaking in your boots.
Yeah. Tremble away.
Love that.
Don't fucking kill me. Okay, last one. For context, I'm a plus-size dark girl.
Hi. Hey, baby. Hey, team.
Bum, bum.
So it was... So it was my birthday and this guy I seldom interact on Twitter sent me a message to tell me happy birthday, asked for my phone number and account number. He ended up sending me less than 50k, Abby.
Greater than or less than? That's less than, Abby.
That's less than.
He ended up sending me money, less than.
We went to school, guys.
I swear.
In school, I was doing L less.
Wait, too. less than 50k. We started talking.
Me, I've already started judging. I'm not gonna lie. From when you said, is it greater than or less? I've started judging.
We started talking on WhatsApp, and it was sweet. Unlike Lagos men that talk, unlike Lagos men, the talk was not sexual at all, and we vibed really well. And I felt like I had found the one. Uh-huh. He really wanted to see me. Sorry. That's just like, sis, whenever you, when once you think that you found the one, yeah, that's automatically not the one. But let's carry on.
We move.
He really wanted to see me and he planned a date. It was a series of events. I even spent the night at his place because the date ended really late. Of course it did.
Of course
not. I was at his place and he didn't touch me. I was even expecting a kiss or something. Hey, this Lamba. Babes, are still falling for this Lamba?
I'm so sorry, girl.
After that day, our communication slacked. Then he didn't talk to me for like 5 days. And I told him about it, but I didn't get a reply to date. I realized he ghosted me when he was still posting on social and he didn't reply my message to date. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm plus size, but he saw my pictures before we met, so I'm lost and it hurts because I liked him. Sis!
Sweetie.
I don't think your weight has to do with anything.
I don't think so.
You go or I go?
You go.
He play you like a fiddle.
Ah, my dear.
He did like this. Jesse Bob Pied Piper. He expected something that night. He had already done investments. Jiggets.
Mm-hmm.
As he had done investments, no, there was no return
on the investments.
So he said, adieu.
I feel like, adieu. Fuck off. I feel like, not that that's an issue, but I feel like some, when a good amount of women meet men, it's their energy that they enjoy that they think the man is giving off of them. Hear me out. If you like a man, like you would obviously want to be funny, you want to be interesting, you want to be spontaneous. You literally want to, like, so when, like, you don't realize, you don't know whether or not the man is giving you back that level of energy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not
so
sure.
English.
Because that's the thing we forget to. That's usually what I was trying to say. I love babes forget to do.
And then
so
the thing about it is,
the energy. Yeah. You're so busy giving when, your own. But exactly. You're like, what is he giving?
When you now say the energy has changed, it just means that you've not gotten tired. Because when you're in that early stage, after like 2 weeks, you're not saying, this one is, if I don't text him, you'll not text me. Girl,
yeah, but then that's always, he's never texted you.
You've stopped overcompensating for his lack of
this
high
podcast
five,
was not intelligent like this. This is moving with intelligence. Valerie, high five or intelligence. Are you
word. Oh,
did we hear this? It's like psychological podcast. Wow.
Wow.
Mado, you put us under comedy and psychology. Because
we are doing it. We are doing it.
I love this.
So I feel like sometimes, man, that whole the rose-colored glasses you gave yourself, you've removed it.
Yes, that's all that happens. You bath, like, and remove it, and then you cannot see this.
To be honest,
rubbish.
Like, if you hook up with someone, if you spend time with someone, like, because you don't hook up, he doesn't text you, then I feel like that's already your answer.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like a win is a win.
That sounds like a win to me. That he ghosted you and he freed you. He didn't actually, like, lead you on or make you feel crazy. Like, he just...
Exactly.
Said,
and you didn't catch a body on top of it. A girl. A win
and
is
unnecessary.
Yes, so he could have gone left.
This girl actually has nothing to complain about.
Don't be upset, babe. Don't be upset. It's upsetting.
I'm sorry.
You are ghosted. Being ghosted is upsetting.
And yeah,
it's better to be ghosted than to be embarrassed.
I hate being ghosted.
It's better. Ghost me. It's better.
I hate being ghosted. I hate being stood up. I hate any scenario that removes communication.
I can't be angry at ghosting.
Call
me Casper, beloved.
I swear, well, like,
ghost people.
But I don't like being ghosted. But I've stopped ghosting people.
No. In Jesus' name, I
amen.
Promise.
You know,
I ghost even in work safe. I just.
I want to act so shocked and like, oh my god, but yeah, same thing.
You know, I said I saw ghosting people, and immediately I said it.
You remember somebody who ghosted last week?
Literally, I'm airing someone's message right
now. Can you imagine? She's currently in ghost mode.
dandy.
But sometimes going steady is sweet. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not that it's sweet. The economy is down. It's not everybody that sometimes I can be giving
can
energy.
Be talking, you can't be talking. The talking is too much.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, what are you saying? Are you providing funds? Are you providing enjoyment? If not, goodbye.
The talking is much. The clear communication that I'm talking about, I find myself, I'm always talking.
It's exhausting.
Anyway, let's talk about our memorable day experiences.
Who wants to go first?
So I think I'll go first. I'll say good one.
Okay.
I had one where he cooked for me.
What did he make? If it's pasta.
He made oxtail. No, he made oxtail.
Oh, in this economy?
Who is this? Oxtail. Was it soft?
It was so fucking good.
Is it?
It was
fucking good. Is a better man. No, I
normally,
say,
just to break pasta. Know,
you know, it was first really of all, good. Oxtail is expensive. Yeah. For some random reason.
And there's not anybody that can just throw it together.
It's attachments of a cow, so I don't know
so,
why.
So, let me say, let me just, gas. I'm going to briefly talk about the date. It was a very good date. It was at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was a bit apprehensive about going to a date at his house. And I made a joke and said, if I come to your house, please don't try any funny games. I did say
no
that.
Funny business.
It wasn't a joke. I actually said it. And he was like, oh, that's me too. I should not try any funny business. So it was funny. That was funny.
Did people do funny business?
What's your problem?
I just wanted
to share
the dates.
That's what we're talking. Don't mind that, Valerie. I would see you there.
He made cocktails as well. So I love margaritas.
Man of panache.
Mm-hmm. You've met him before.
Why have I not met him before? Sorry.
Do you know what Valerie does, yeah? I'll meet someone or know someone with Valerie, yeah? Then we have to backtrack before we come forward. Valerie will be telling me, one guy, one man, eh? And then I'll now see Valerie with somebody. Oh, hi. Then maybe
say, that's
like
the
two,
guy.
No? Maybe like 2 weeks later, she'll now say, oh, that guy. You miss him, you know? I said, where? I'll now be doing.
You have to calculate which one.
And everything she has told me, it's all. He's light skin, but not too light skin. He chocolate, he black, he orange. I now have to be.
Not
doing,
orange.
I now come and say, wait, is it this person? Say, yes now.
Yes now.
Valerie turns me yes, to Inspector Gadget for free.
I have to keep you on your toes. But anyway, you have met him, Emmy. It was like really, the cocktails were really good.
What? That's crazy.
He made oxtail and mashed potatoes. Honestly, it was very good. Oh. And we ordered desserts. Like from somewhere. After we just watched stuff on YouTube. He's a creative as well, so it was really interesting. Shared a joint, just like we talked. He has like this really massive balcony, so it's on balcony. It was a really nice
situation.
Can you see? I've done, but as well, I was calculating. I know who it is.
We have really good conversation. Like it was a very good date. Like I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Wow, that's mad.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed myself.
That's cute.
I don't like how you're looking at me.
No, I'm waiting for your own dates. Your own dating.
So you're next. You're a guest. You're sandwich in the middle. So you're next.
Fair enough.
I have another memorable day, but I don't know
what to tell us.
Go and tell us now.
Please tell us.
Because my memorable dates, positive memorable dates might be scarce for here. So
I'm dead.
I have one positive one.
Oh.
It's from my, was I a youth? I was like 20. I don't know if it was even intended to be a date. So I went out. It was my friend's birthday. So I went to York. And I'd never been to York. I didn't know anything that then. I went straight from the train station to the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, one of her friends was a delightful young lad.
Wow.
Light skin.
Okay.
Bright eye. He had like green eyes. He was looking foreign, international. And I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. Yeah,
fuck off,
and then the club, the DJ was one of those, you know, DJ that just maybe began last week.
Did.
He hasn't got his freedom yet.
It's not even like he has begun. Now, I know that boy is working as accountant. He can't still be doing DJ work.
Boy,
he was.
There's no future done his for freedom.
No future.
How can you say he has not done his freedom?
No future. So the music was dry. So this guy was like, I know you came to see your friend and everything, but like, let's go out.
See me.
Let's go out. So we went to dinner. Yeah, some from the clubhouse. Late nights, cafe, unique things. We went there, had a good time. We basically gave them like, it was that video, that Rihanna video. We found love in a hopeless place, but before the hopelessness, when they were just running around, causing chaos. We just ran around York, drunk as fuck, jumping on tables, jumping on cars, having a great time. Like, I literally fell. What's Gen Z hat? Wait, is this
now? Stop now. Wait, stop. Both of you. Not like stop. This? Stop. You stop it. This, people, no, stop it.
Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Ah. Okay.
Do it.
My finger is spinning. If you bend it like this. Is this it? This looks like an anus. This is not a heart. Look.
Okay.
That's or a vag.
Let me just do the one I know.
Exactly. I bet. This is why I talk to my gentle one that I know. Simple stuff. But yeah, cool. I feel like we found love in a hopeless place. It was very cute. And then I never saw him again. Never saw him again. His brother died. So he went to Lagos for a funeral.
That, oh my god, oh my god.
Also, we were in the same uni. I saw him once after, and he was, oh, that was him. I can't tell that story.
The love it became hopeless.
No, it was fantastic. I've seen him two times, and it was both fantastic, and then his brother died. Oh, but yeah, the second time was wild, dude. He did something with a tampon. Anyway, don't worry about that. So, on to you.
Sorry.
Memorable day experiences.
So I think I've said on the podcast before that me as a human being, I date aggressively.
Aggressively.
So because I date aggressively, and I've also started doing things in life for the plot, I don't have that many. I have not had a memorable date in years.
Tell us like one of years. You know, like good. So, like, tell us the bad memorable ones then.
Yeah.
Or tell us just one. Just
okay, the bad memorable. Oh, here we go. It's gonna be me that start with fire and brimstone. Which genre of bad do you want?
Horror.
All of them are horror, no. Bruh. Okay, which subgenre?
Not a subgenre.
I have
comedy thriller.
I have financial.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You told her that story.
Which one?
Of the person that you had to pay the 130 something K bill. You've said that story on the podcast before.
Yes. Was it just me and you?
Teacher, you have to pay somebody's 130K bill.
In the restaurant.
You paid. Me, I would have told him I'm coming. Let me get my card. I'm going home. Good luck to you. And I've sent text. Bye, bruh. Yeah, so, silly.
We have financial. We have personality.
Oh,
We have
just imagine the personality guy watching the podcast be like,
ah. Do you know how many people are scared? We have the alternative truth. We have alternative truths.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
That means lies. That means lies.
It's lies. We have alternative truths. And we have me.
Let's start with me. Yes. What did you did?
Went on a date with a guy. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. As I'm going on a date, I have one friend. She knows who she is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can give her someone's initials, right?
Mm-hmm. And she will
and
find
their
his
skin tone. And she's going to find.
You have that one friend.
Everything about him.
I love that.
So. What has happened now is I'm just telling her, bro, I can't find anything on his guy. There's no digital footprint. There's no nothing. Nothing. My sister, you know.
As it what?
Yes, serial killer.
Literally, I'm on my way to the date. As I'm on my way to the date now, I've pulled up at the restaurant. He's pulled up at the restaurant as well. So we're now walking towards each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My phone did. As it does, I've looked at it, yeah, and I've stopped because it's my girl, yeah, and I've said, she's dropping something hot, yeah. Do you know what this bitch sent me? Mm-hmm. 32.9 seconds before I'm walking up to this guy, she sends me a newspaper article where he beat his ex black and blue.
Did you turn around?
Wow. I have several questions. First, did you turn around? She went to the newspapers. She went that deep. It was like an online. Yeah. Deep. I thought it was going to be like a reel or something. Yeah. Oh, no.
No digital footprint. You can't find this man.
And because he's a literal criminal.
The only reason I even believed it, honestly, was because he had his name. He has his picture. So I've gone in, and I'm like, the amount of time that was left, I could not even message her that.
Because we were literally at the door.
We're walking to each other. God. So we've now met at the door. He said, oh, hi, babe. You look good. I said, what's good? Omo. What's good? I like this game. I said, what's good? Omo, as we sat down on the table. As we sat down on the table, I said, my dear, it's me or you, and it will always be me. I acted like a mad person. Why? You see, anything I could think of
to deter
this man, I did.
It's a kid drama like this.
Did. You know that, did you see that TikTok that,
she asked for CS oysters.
I am the originator.
I am screaming.
I order.
That girl must have terrible diarrhea. She must. 48 oysters plus extra after.
And then lemon drops as well. I ordered.
That's so crazy. Like that you couldn't just tell him you don't want to do it again because he would like.
That day, how I dressed and how I acted,
it did not match up.
He said, are you all right? I said, I'm fine. What's good? Like, why are you asking me that? Why the fuck are you asking me that?
Oh, she gave them
You went to I tell you the craziest thing. He now knows one of my friends. And my friend calls me and goes, first of all,
what did you do?
No, his question was, why are you going on a date with someone that beats women? That was the first question. Mm. I said, I didn't know until I got there. Number one, you didn't know. So when did you find out? I said, literally as I was walking into the restaurant, he goes, oh, I don't need to ask any questions. I understand your behavior. He had called him to say that this fine girl that you people are parading around, now mad person. You people are carrying around. Honestly,
it's better to just be crazy and like let him free you than for you to like.
Nah, I've ordered a bunch of things. When he wasn't paying attention, told the waiter pack it to go. Then told him I'm coming. I can't even bother. I can't. Because at some, I won't know when I would say. So you are beating women. Next thing, they have forced me slap.
That's what I did. Yeah, like I had just gone back to London after my first trip to Nigeria. And around that time, it was, why will I take you out to eat? And then you'll be packing food for your family members.
Sorry, they're hungry.
I packed food for my family members. Of
course. Sorry about
they're
that.
They're hungry now.
I packed food for my... Bro, anything I could think of. Anything. I told you my rent was due. I lived with my parents.
Not that your rent is due.
I told my rent...
That would be the first date.
All the icks. Nigerian, American, UK, Canadian, French.
Oh, I'm not French ick.
I'm sure that man was about to collapse.
I said, so where are we going after? He said, I have something to do.
So mission accomplished.
Exactly.
You know, what's so funny? I'm just trying to think about any bad day I've had. And I can't remember any.
I had one, but it's me that fucked up.
I like that genre.
I went out with a guy.
Tell me.
I went out with a guy. We went to, I can't remember, some bar. And while I was there, like the first part of the day was nice. And then the bar began to like, you know,
liven up,
get a bit lively. Breathy. And other men began to come. Yay. And so he was off talking to his friends. And then I now like absconded with, I think he was the owner of the bar itself. So I was like, just chatting. I don't know when we made that. It was a mistake. Next thing, I received text. Yeah, I'm going home. I said,
The chai, I remember you.
I came with somebody.
Tamara, that is so crazy.
That's really bad.
Still went home with him, and then got the other one's number. Bad bitch, don't lose. Ooh. Forgive me.
You were on job that day.
I'm not saying it's right.
Girl, it's very wrong. Don't do that.
Respect the Steve.
But if you do that, I felt so bad. My gas lighted that day. Call me lighter. It was so bad. I was like, no, it was my ex, man. I made that deal.
Be the villain.
So it was my ex. I made a mistake. I'm so sorry.
It's okay to be the villain. Don't fucking kill me. You know this thing that you just did now? Make me believe that women cry for the plots.
Sometimes now. Sometimes have you never have you guys not cried for plots?
I'm not gonna lie. If we're in an argument and you start to make sense,
honestly,
I have to cry.
Because it's not even fake tears. It's not fake tears. I can't believe I'm losing. I can't believe I'm losing this fight. In fact, Fuck you, man.
How dare you make sense? Are you sick? I'm upset. And you're making... No, do you know that, how rude that is? Yeah. No.
That we are fighting. No. And I really am wrong. And you understand that I'm wrong. And you are telling me...
Instead of just, let us ride this out.
I find it so crazy because I always apologize when I'm at fault.
I will get there, but you can't ambush me.
No, I'm not apologizing for what. I'm apologizing to men. That's one of the biggest problems I had into relationship because I now realize, I have to have a accountability.
That doesn't taste so good.
Gross.
Yeah, disgusting.
No, I've learned it now. You're making sense in the middle of an argument. You're sick. I'm your baby, and you want to prove
but
your
you work. Can baby make sense in your own argument.
Yes, as we should. See, there's what do they call it? Double standard. Shame men rule the world. So man, let me rule my argument at least. Let me rule my relationship. You rule the world. Let me rule the house. It's balanced.
I think that's fair. I will get to the place of apology.
Not even that.
But we know you do apologize. Fine. But me, I will get to a place of apology. I'll come and rub your back. I'll say,
if I'm at fault, I'll say,
is that the apology, Robin? I do that one.
I'll say, oh, come, you Jordan. Sick. Are you hungry? What do you want to eat today?
I apologize, but the word I am sorry. Like sorry for what? But you will enjoy the next few days.
Yeah, I actually say I'm sorry.
But I've cried for the plots once. Once they caught me, so I had to cry.
I just...
It was a cut.
100%, you have to.
I think I definitely have cried for the plots, but like in my younger years.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I don't really... If I'm in an argument and I'm crying, either one, you're so fucking stupid.
It's upsetting.
It's frustrating.
Or what? Two, I feel so fucking stupid.
Also, I cry when I'm angry.
Straight. If you make me angry enough to cry, I'm banging you in your face.
So like my tears are...
I'm rocking your jaw.
My tears... I'm frame screaming.
That's not the same as crying. That's fighting.
No, if you make me angry enough...
Yeah, I cry too. I'm rocking your face.
If you make me cry,
if the tears come, then
I have to rock your jaw now. Because what is that?
I'm understanding now.
That's actually
scary. I'm scared of
her. Well, I mean, my initial reaction to everything is always to cry. Like, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, if I get good
news.
My first instinct is always to cry.
I'm not going to lie. Cry when I came out of depression, that stopped.
Why?
I don't know. I think
I might still be... Like, I don't think I'm completely out of it, so maybe that's probably
I'm not gonna lie, but then I feel like happy
tears are always a thing for me.
I don't have happy tears. Very rarely.
I
don't have sad tears again, so I don't know. Now when I'm sad, I go and eat Indomie.
Not Indomie.
My darling.
Yes.
I can't cry when I'm sad again. I'm just like, don't be live.
I was going to talk about my second good date.
Yes.
Obviously, I really want to talk about it.
Talk about it. Tell us. Let me live vicariously for you, bro.
It was in London, actually. So,
I know this one. I've heard it before. Get us.
It was a good day.
It was cute. But
I don't think I gave you specifics. I think I didn't even really, like, you see me finish. That's why you responded like that. Fuck you. But it was a good day. We went to, like, different bars and
I'm with you.
We went to different bars and restaurants on like Shoreditch Strip. And ended up in one. I think the evening ended up with us in one small bar that was like a Japanese, this so Japanese whiskey. And like the food was really good. Yes, so irritated. The food was really... So we went to one that was like Pokemon themed.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love that.
That one was kind of a group thing. But to be honest, we're just hanging out as friends, but it was a cute hangout as friends. Let me just say that. But yeah, we did the Pokemon thing. Went to like, I think two others. We went to a Jamaican spot as well. And then we went to this bull. It's called Bull in a China Shop. So they have like different kinds of Japanese, really good Japanese whiskey. Mm. And like we just tried.
All of them.
Not all of them. A few. And like had some like appetizers and stuff. And like just had, I'm a sucker for conversation. I love to talk. So once there's really good conversation. So yeah, that was really fun. And like, it was, we're there for like a while. So it was
Now I'm rethinking my day. Because I've had days like this, but then to me, we didn't marry me, not make me a billionaire. So I canceled it in my mind, dude.
But, I think as you are saying this, I'm saying...
I'm like, I've
lived a life.
We've tried.
I guess what's romantic for me is not what's romantic for you. I guess so.
I feel like romantic, I can't exhibit because, the type of romance like, it's I the ones want that in Lagos.
Romance
in
Lagos. You've done romance in Lagos.
No. Let me not lie. The man that's not my man. Yes, I do go through things like this. Oh God!
I'm screaming.
This guy's a fool. She's actually.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. No, okay.
Let's have it.
Yeah, no, like he. So,
weary.
I'm screaming.
So no, I think.
See, I am blushing. Are you sweating?
Yeah. I'm gonna call him after.
You're blushing. You're blushing.
Whoa.
Guy, you're literally, I'm screaming.
Guys.
There's been a cut. I believe.
Bro, I'm actually so
shocked. Everybody chill now.
Your fuck are you talking about?
You know.
I feel, let me just tell you, audience members, I feel the way you feel. Okay. All this, I know, we know, they know, but nobody knows.
All right, cool. Oh, to be honest, this was even last weekend.
You're actually fucking, sweating.
Let me give him the credit he deserves. You did well, baby.
I'm dead. Is that what you're using our podcast to do?
I think I've actually communicated with about 3 or 4 different men in these episodes.
That's what I was about to ask that before we began. We were discussing, who is this now that you are blushing? I like
he's my favorite.
Okay.
So this weekend booked like a cheeky little staycation. Then I'm not gonna
talk into staycation.
When I'm now vulnerable.
Your staycation. Tell us that.
We're shopping a little bit.
I was scared.
I swear. Then what did we do that
I think
evening?
That's really cute.
We went to
give
do
me
girls
your
night.
Shop.
Yeah, he went to do girls night. All through the girls night, she like, come and pick you. She like, come and pick you. She like, come and pick you.
Aww. Oh my God, do you know that you sent me a screenshot of your conversation?
Who?
You. When you were trying to show me the conversation, you sent me a screenshot.
Of what?
I was like, when I sent my phone, I was like, what the fuck is this? Anyway. And then I'll show you.
So then the next day, we went for a massage. We went to get a manicure and pedicure. We went shopping again. And then
you know you did that that day. Come on.
We went to dinner. That's when I went to massage.
See me trying to pick.
Not me whoring in 3D. What the hell?
I'm said whoring in 3D.
What the hell?
Whoring in 3D.
What the hell? Abby, well, if I catch you. This is Abby's fault.
When I saw that screenshot, I was like, what the fuck
I'm
is
screaming.
This?
Look at it.
That's a screenshot from my phone.
Whoops. Well then,
do you know what happened? I wanted to post on Instagram that what I wore that day. So when I opened my Instagram,
you were looking through your.
I opened my Instagram, I just saw a screenshot of the competition, and I was like,
"You would have been like, what the fuck?"
I left it because I wanted to show you because I was like, "What the hell?"
How did it get to your phone,
babe? I don't know.
Wallahi, Abby.
I know that you showed me this conversation. Like I saw it in person. I know that
how did it get there now?
I don't know. But let me just delete it, Sha. What do you think is me?
Tarot.
Because it looks like it's me. But anyway, Sha, staycation, Sha.
It sounds like a weekend.
It's a weekend,
romance.
Yeah. And I think like just what makes it nice is how comfortable we are around each other, blah, 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 all of that.
Sexy. That's cute.
Yeah, but I'm still single. Oh.
That's always the case, man.
Well then.
You know, the thing about what I've read about our life is like, I've come to the point where I do want to end up with somebody, but the way it's looking, man. It's looking hard, dude.
It's like the dating pool's scary.
But this is what I thought, though. Because for ages, I was like, fuck streets. Fuck this shit. It's all rough. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to just, you know, be single for it. And then there was a cut.
You know, I'll see how it goes.
Now, it's been a minute.
I think maybe I should be, you guys, I mean, you guys, you're in a relationship. You should even stop talking about how you would not enter a relationship before.
I didn't expect it.
Like, oh, wow.
I always tell him, how do you trap me?
Someone have touched you.
Yeah, and they have.
She's been in a relationship long enough. Listen.
Tell me that. In fact, my father sent me a message this week. Said, please tell Susan so I want to see him. I said, why? I said, because time has passed.
Oh, well.
I want to talk. I said, okay. So they are talking.
Not this time has passed. Himself, oh, my God. Let's buy a Shrebi.
No.
In nine months'
in this
time,
economy,
we will come visit
in this economy
with a boy and girl.
Please, people.
And sound age, man.
Please. I actually am.
Why do you look disgusted?
Did you not just hear a story?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I feel like anybody that brings a talk of offspring in my direction.
Not talk of offspring.
No, me at this point I've realized.
In this economy,
for at least
children,
a decade.
Not
if we
children formula is like 60k.
You know, I don't want to be pregnant. I have no desire to use this body for such a thing.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm not even trying to rush.
I really am. I have a phobia of getting pregnant. Pregnant women scare me.
I will not. I cannot.
You know, actually,
when my sister,
I can't lie.
Block this womb, God.
When my
I like the idea.
Pregnant,
when I said I didn't
want
to have kids before,
I was
why
scared
did you
of
me
her.
I'd make a good mommy.
You'd make a great mommy.
Yeah,
I didn't say I don't want to have kids. I said I don't want to bear them in this body.
Yeah,
maybe when I'm 40 and economy has calmed down. If not, I will. Just, I like cats too. It's not by force to have dogs. I like pets. I like dogs. I like turtles.
I agree. I don't know if I want to go through pregnancy, but I do want to have a child. And I feel like for me to do that motherly love stuff, I have to. I know that's just me.
That's what I always think, but. I don't know.
We'll see. I'm just afraid.
My darling.
I don't know if I'll survive pregnancy.
Kim now. Chicago looks like him. He's surrogate.
I don't know if I'll survive pregnancy.
Why will you perish?
You survive.
People die. No, God forbid. It's not your portion.
People also live.
Yeah.
Is that
it? Do you know what?
Both sides.
I'm so sorry. But what also scares me, have you guys seen the list of things that can happen to you?
Your teeth can fall out.
I'm saying.
All your teeth can fall out. Because the babies take all the calcium.
Your front hair.
They'll now jab or God forbid.
All those things, when I think about it, if I now have the child, I'll be angry. I'll be looking at you, that bastard, on my teeth.
Do you know my mom wanted another one after me? The doctor said, that's great. Don't try it, Sha.
Oh, what? Your child will be talking back at you or something?
No.
After suffering.
You don't even know when you do mistake, just kick it.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
I don't know.
When
yes,
my niece
is talk TBD.
Back, I wanna...
TBD. Oh, imagine us here in like 10 years' time looking relatable with our lucky kids. Well, y'all's lucky kids. Me, I'll come with my cats.
You know, I actually don't mind. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Let's wrap up the show. It's been so fun hanging out with these idiots.
That's you, by the way.
No, you blushing as idiots.
Use these words for love language.
Ah.
It means I'm loved.
Oh my God. Where should they find us? Where should they find you?
Actually.
Me?
You.
You can find me on the Instagrams at tihear.com. No, wait, that's not how Instagram works. How do you call it?
Now, at what's your what's
I don't
name?
Put .com, I don't know why.
It's crazy. It's a website.
Tabra, and then where do we find you guys? Also, come to Grave Investors. Thank you. We are
yeah, that's soon. True. Oh, Grave Investors. It's just Grave Investors on Instagram, isn't it?
Grave Investors.
Yeah.
Stars. Just Google. See, we pop
what,
up. Just
the,
check Grave Velvet.
You enter Grave Velvet, you find one or two.
Is this, yeah. So please, put coins in Tamara's pocket. Since you guys love her, you miss her so much.
Abby,
sorry.
Watch, follow her to our next venture. And we're looking reasonable pod across platforms. Until next week.
Peace and love, dearies.
Peace and love. Let me do the Gen Z in us that they do. Or how is it? Oh my God. My finger is crumbled. Yeah. No. This thing is a butt.